number 10,428 Marie Hood, west of Road 291, 1,500 feet south of Road 262, a special use exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Need your names and addresses, please.
Marie Hood, 28644 Nichols Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Same address?
Yes.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this mobile home for your continuing medical hardship?
Yes, sir.
Is it for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have a letter here from your doctor?
Okay. Yes, sir. It was brought in to Mr. Pettiton.
Yeah, we have it right here, ma'am. Okay. Now, how long has the trailer been here, been on this property?
I'm not going to say exactly, but it's probably been there maybe 2 years.
2 years?
Maybe not quite two.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and what else is on the property?
My trailer.
You have a double or single wide trailer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this one's already there and been there approximately 2 years?
The manufactured home has.
Manufactured home.
Mine has been there for 20 years probably.
20 years? Okay.
Who'll be staying in the other home?
Me.
Do you understand that if this is approved, it's for a maximum period of 2 years?
Yes, sir.
And if the situation should change where one of you would no longer reside in one of the mobile homes, then one would have to be removed.
I understand that, sir.
Prior to the end of 2 years, if it is approved, and then you can come back to the office and request a year-by-year extension. If you fail to do that, you have to pay another fee and come before the board again. Continue.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Have you been living in the second mobile for the whole 2 years that it's been there?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one gentleman in the back. Or would you like to come forward and speak in opposition? You can sit down right up front here if you would like. Thank you. Need to go up and be sworn in, please.
Name and address.
Renee Wells, 927 Greenmore Avenue, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804.
All right. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay. You're in opposition to this application?
Yes.
Okay. Could you state your reasons, please?
The place that they're talking about is only zoned off for one trailer. She has lifetime rights in that one trailer and no other trailer that is supposed to be out there.
Okay.
Ma'am, you need to understand that we don't enforce any deed restrictions or covenants or things like that, okay? We're only considering the medical hardship in this case. Do you live next to it or have own property next to it or something?
She has lifetime rights, and the property goes to me after that.
See. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Well, if that were the case, then, you know, if you were the owner of the property, it would have to be removed.
Maybe.
Unless the hardship continues.
Okay. But it's still only supposed to be the one trailer out there.
Well, again, we don't enforce any deed restrictions.
Okay.
So it's a request, you know, to have it there just for the medical hardship. And you're opposed to her having a medical, okay.
Okay, anything else, ma'am? Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, you may come forward again if you come to the mic, please. Thank you.
You saying, Your Honor. She does have anything to do with that land. She signed
again,
off.
Again, it's those issues are to be taken into consideration privately. We're only here to consider the hardship.
All right, thank you, sir.
For your request, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 10,428 under advisement.
Okay, that was second to that motion. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,428 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Yes, ma'am.
Case number 10,429.